Don't touch that dial. Listen to...
Blondie!
Yes, folks, it's another half hour of fun with Blondie and Dagwood. Weekly visit with our neighbors, the Bumsteads of Shady Lane Avenue. Is at the breakfast table telling Blondie and Alexander a little story which eventually will get him into a very embarrassing spot.
Well, every spring I was always the first fella to go swimming in the river.
Mm-hmm. Dagwood, is that the truth?
Oh, not every year.
I thought so. Hmm. So you weren't the first guy every year, huh, Pop?
Well, no. Remember, my first 2 years I wore a diaper. But I was the first one in swimming each year as soon as I was old enough to dress myself.
How old were you? 12 or 14?
Oh, Blondie, take it easy on me. I was 10. Every year while it was still plenty cold, I'd ride out to the old mill on my bike and change clothes and climb up to the second story window. And then while my friends watched, I'd dive. And crack, splash, and Bumstead had done it again.
crack splash, huh?
Yeah.
I understand the splash, but what's the crack?
Yeah, well, that's just my head going through the ice, huh?
Now, Dagwood, did you really go in when there was ice in the river?
Yep, even if I had to bring my own ice.
Oh, now, quit kidding, Pop. How about it?
Well, a couple of times there was still ice in the river, but I knew the secret of how to be the first one in.
What's the secret, Pop?
Never test the water with your toe or you won't go in for another 2 months. You've got to dive right in. And then if you want to change your mind, you do it in midair.
Oh, Pop, it's too late then.
All right, you are, but that's the secret of being first. Yes, sir, it was quite an honor.
And I suppose it was quite an honor to get double pneumonia afterwards.
No, nothing ever happened to me, Blondie, except that I got goosebumps the size of billiard balls.
Oh, gee, I'd like to be the first guy in swimming this year.
Alexander Bumstead, I will not have you going in swimming until it's nice and warm, and that's that. Why, you'd catch cold and you might miss your classes for the rest of the school year.
That's another reason why I'd like to be first. Maybe I'll go by the river today and do a little toe testing myself.
You'll do no such thing. You need some new play clothes and you're going shopping with me. Now, you stay away from that river. One athlete in this family is enough. Well, Alexander, we've got your play clothes for the summer. Now all I have to worry about is mending them.
Oh, I'll be very careful of them, Mom. Why, don't you believe me, Mom?
Well, I found out that last year you and Alvin Fuddle used to have races to see who could get through a barbed wire fence the fastest.
I always won, too.
Well, I could guess that by the length of the chairs.
Hello, Mrs. Bumstead.
Oh, hello, Mr. Dixon. Oh, Alexander, this is Mr. Dixon, the star reporter of the Evening Star.
Gee, I've always wanted to be a reporter. You meet such interesting people.
Hey, you should know the people I avoid. Well, I saw Mr. Bumstead this morning. At least I think it was he, sort of a gray blur wearing a bow tie.
Yes, that's Dagwood. He was a little late this morning, as usual.
He must be quite an athlete, full of pep, vim, and vigor all the time, isn't he?
I don't know. When he's home, he's usually taking a nap.
Pop's a pretty good swimmer. He was always the first one to go swimming in the river every year.
Oh. Well, is he going to be the first one this year?
I hope not.
Yes, sir. Crack, splash. He'd break right through the ice with his head.
His head, huh? Well, that explains it. I'll have to write a little story in the paper about this.
Oh, that'd be great. Pop always dove out of the fourth-story window in the old stone mill.
Oh, Alexander, it was the second-story window.
Oh, well, suppose we compromise on the third story.
You're not really going to write anything, are you?
Oh, I just want to treat it as an item of local history. And, of course, people are always interested in knowing about the husband of any young woman who is prominent socially.
Oh, but I don't think that... Oh, go on. Do you really think so?
Oh, of course. Well. When did Mr. Bumstead start being the first one in of the season?
As soon as he got out of diapers, yeah. Alexander.
Well, suppose we say around 10 years old, huh?
Well, I suppose that's about right.
And there was still ice in the river when he used to go in?
Well, sometimes he used to chop a hole in the ice so he could go swimming. Practically.
Now, Alexander, please stop exaggerating. Mr. Dixon wants to know what really happened. The first rule of a reporter is accuracy, isn't it, Mr. Dixon?
Well, we like a story to be interesting, too.
But accuracy is very important, isn't it?
Well, yes, I suppose it really is, in a way.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, you can put in the story that Pop's favorite dive is a double backflip half-gainer swan jackknife.
What's that like when he hits the water?
It's a terrific splash. Then I dive in and pull him out. Oh, but please don't put that in.
All right. I think I've got plenty of information to write my story now.
Oh, gee, we didn't tell you very much.
Oh, that's all right. I've got an imagination, and I can take up right where you left off. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Dixon.
Yes, so long, Mr. Dixon.
I don't know, Alexander, but I'll bet that story Mr. Dixon writes for the Evening Star is going to be right out of this world.
Bobcat, wah, wah, wah. Come into my office.
Did you call me Mr. Dithers, or is someone beating a jackass?
Get in here, I'll personally beat a jackass.
Okay, Jack.
Never mind. Have you seen the Evening Star today?
No, I don't think it's quite dark enough yet, Mr. Dithers.
I mean the paper.
Oh, yes.
Phew. Bob said, I think you're the only man in the world with a vacuum-packed brain.
You're just jealous, Mr. Dithers.
It must rattle around in your head like one being an empty coffee can. Well, where was I?
Where were you? Oh, you were just telling me to take the rest of the afternoon off.
Oh, yeah, well, take the rest of the afternoon. Bobstead! Now, stop trying to swindle me. If anyone's going to do any swindling around here, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen the Evening Star today?
Mr. Dithers, I can't answer that until you put that inkwell down.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't seen the Evening Star yet today.
Oh, you'll be very interested. Look at this headline here. Will Bumstead be a hero and break the ice in 45?
Hey, what's it all about, huh?
Now, listen to this. This time of the year, many of us remember the aquatic exploits of one of our local heroes, Dogwood Bumstead.
Does it really say Dogwood?
That's what it says. It says right here. It was Bumstead... who was always the first one to go swimming in the river each year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you and the other muskrats.
Well, no, it's really true, Mr. Dithers.
Well, it goes on. He started when he got out of diapers at the age of 13.
Yeah. That's a lie. And by several years, too. Now, let me see that story.
Now, get away from me.
Yeah.
I'll run your ears into the mimeograph machine and set it for 50 copies. Shall I continue, local hero?
Oh, now cut it out. What else does it say, huh?
It says you used to climb to the third-story window of the old mill and then plunge 35 feet into the freezing torrent.
35 feet? Holy smoke. They've got to be careful. I could be hurt diving from that height.
All right, now relax.
It makes me nervous just to think of it. Does it say I came up after the dive?
No.
No?
No. It says you cut the water in a beautiful frog dive and were never seen again. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, too bad. I had a great future. Hey, no, wait a minute. Well, what does it say, Mr. Dithers?
Will Bumstead be the first one in this year? Is he still the same fearless, lion-hearted hero he used to be? Or has he become weak and spineless? What will he do? We'll find out very soon.
Holy smoke.
Well, Bumstead, are you going to accept the challenge?
What challenge is that?
Are you going to be the first one in this year?
Well, I'll think about it.
Good. While you're thinking about it, I'll call the editor of the Evening Star.
Wait a minute. What for?
I'm going to tell him you accept the challenge on behalf of the J.C. Dithers Construction Company. Oh, congratulations, Dagwood. You're a brave man.
Did you by any chance talk to a newspaper reporter today?
Yes. Alexander and I had a little chat with Mr. Dixon, the reporter on the Evening Star.
Blondie, are you trying to collect my life insurance? Did you see what he wrote in the paper?
Yes, Dagwood, it was all about you and very exciting, too. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, but are you going to be proud of me when you see me coming out of the river with icicles hanging on my ears?
Well, you're certainly not going to try to be the first one in this year, are you?
I'm not, huh? Well, Mr. Dithers has already accepted for me. I even told the editor myself that I'd do it.
Oh, Oh, don't worry, Dagwood. I'm sure no one's going to take that story in the paper seriously.
Oh, no? Well, I'm taking it seriously. Guys, the way they egged me on in that story. Now, if I don't take the dive, everyone will say I'm a sissy.
Oh, no, they won't, Dagwood. They'll realize that you are not a young man anymore.
Yeah, I'm not a young man. Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean I'm not a young man?
Well, Dagwood, I mean that, well, I...
Blondie, I'm not an old man.
No, not exactly.
Not exactly, Anne.
Well, Dagwood, I know you can still run pretty fast, but you're getting a cute little tummy there. You're not in very good condition, dear.
Now, I'm in wonderful condition. I never felt better in my life.
See, two sentences and you're winded.
Old man, huh? Just feel the muscles in this arm. Go ahead, just feel them.
Where are they?
Right here. Can you feel that muscle?
Well, stand still. I'm still looking for it.
Ouch! Don't squeeze so hard.
Feels like pinching jello. No, Dagwood, no one will expect you to swim in the river until the middle of July.
Hi, Pop. Hey, did you see the swell story about you in the paper?
Yes, I most certainly did.
I wonder how it got in there.
Yeah. Incidentally, which one of you is responsible for saying that my favorite dive is a double backflip half-gainer swan jackknife?
I couldn't help it, Pop. You know I'm sort of proud of you.
Yeah, well, son, I don't like to have you exaggerate. You know perfectly well there's no half-gainer in it.
I'm sorry, Pop.
Yeah, you know something? It might be a good thing to try out one of these days.
Now, when are you going to start the swimming season, Pop?
Well, I don't know. I haven't thought about it too much, but...
Just a moment, Dagwood. Huh? Don't think about it anymore. I'm going to help you make your decision.
But how, honey?
You go and put your bathing suit on, and I'll go upstairs and run a tub full of cold water. 5 minutes from now, you can take a test dive into the tub. Dagwood, your tub's ready.
Okay, Blondie.
Can I feel it first? Yeah, let's see. Yow! Oh, it's like ice.
Hey, is it really that chilly, huh?
Well, I expect you to turn an interesting shade of blue from the cold.
Oh, well, let's do this some other day, shall we?
No, indeed. Now, go on, just hop right in. Don't be afraid, Dagwood.
Well, I'm not afraid. I like cold water. Really, I do. It's good for me. A cold tub stirs up the circulation. It tones up the muscles. It's wonderful. It's no good.
What's the matter?
I can't talk myself into liking it.
Come on, Pop. We can't wait here forever.
Well, I'll just test the water out with my toe. Oh, my.
Oh, Dagwood, don't be such a big baby.
Yeah.
Now get at the end of the tub and just slide right in. You've got to find out about this. Go ahead. Go on now. That's it.
Like this, huh?
Yes. Well, now slide in.
Now, wait a minute.
When Mr. Dithers tries to get you to go through with it tomorrow, I want you to be able to say no and mean it from the bottom of your shivering heart.
Well,
now, go on now. Go on,
now. Go on, Pop.
Well, okay. Here I go. Get my body. I'm free. I can't breathe. I'm frozen to help. Get me some hot water. Get me warm. Get me out of here.
Who's that knocking on my door?
It is I.
It is I. You can't be anybody I know. Who is it?
It is me.
Come in, Bumstead.
Hello, J.C.
Oh, hello, Dagwood.
Who
was that other guy out there?
No one you know, Mr. Dithers.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Mr. Dithers, I just wanted to tell you that I'm not going to be the first one in the river this year.
Bumstead, you can't back out now.
Oh, yes, I can.
Well, you try it and you'll back right into my foot. I've already ordered a sign for you to wear on your bathing suit.
Huh?
It just says the J.C. Dithers Construction Company. First in war, first in peace, and first in the river this year.
Yeah, but Mr. Dithers, that water's ice cold. It's paralyzing. What if I dive in and go right to the bottom and stay there?
Hey, that's right.
Yeah.
I'll have to figure some way of getting that sign back up again.
Now, I really don't want to do it, Mr. Dithers.
Dagwood, you can't get out of it now.
After all, I gave them your sacred word of honor.
Okay. Excuse me while I phone, please.
Who are you calling?
The newspaper. I'm going to give them your sacred word of honor that you'll shoot yourself in 5 minutes.
Now, Bombshell, give me that phone.
Now, wait a minute.
Don't be ridiculous.
Now, look here, Mr. Dithers.
Come in.
I'm...
Hello, Mr. Dithers.
Oh, hello, Dixon. Dagwood, you know Dixon, the star report of the Star.
Hello.
I'm proud to know such an athletic giant. Well, everything's all set for 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Old Stone Mill.
But look...
Is the Legion Band going to be there?
The band? All for me?
Oh, you bet. We're giving it a big play in the afternoon paper.
Oh.
The town is going to be really proud of you, Bumstead.
Gosh.
The whole town will be there to cheer you.
But will anyone be there to pull me out?
Why, of course. We'll have a lifesaver there.
What flavor?
Raspberry. Now, look. I'll bet all the women in town will envy Blondie.
And all the kids will envy Alexander. Why, he'll sure be proud of you. What do you say, Bumstead?
Bumstead is afraid of nothing. I'm your man.
All right, Dagwood. Yes, dear. Yes, it's all right. Goodbye.
Is Pop going to do it anyway?
Yes, I'm afraid he is, Alexander. And he doesn't really swim as well as you do either. You know, the doggy paddle is out of style now.
Well, we won't say anything about how well he dives.
No, we'd better not. I'd be even more frightened than I am now.
You're pretty worried, huh, Mom?
Yes. And I know your father. He's going to go through with it. I'd give anything if there was some way he could get out of it.
Oh, well, Mom. It isn't until tomorrow, and anything can happen. Why, who knows? Maybe the river will go dry.
I don't think so, but I wish it would. No, I'm afraid that by 4:30 tomorrow, it'll be all over. And so will your father.
Cold out here. Where am I going to dive?
Now, don't be impatient. Yeah,
well, it's 4:45 already. Oh, that hot water bottle in my bathing suit is getting cold. Where is everybody?
Are you sure Alexander said they'd change it to the State Street Bridge?
Yeah, Alexander said the State Street Bridge at 4:30.
But we've been sitting here in the car waiting since 25 minutes after 4.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, he said. 4:30 BWT.
Now, I've heard of AM and PM, but what's BWT?
Boulevard Watch Time. After all I went through, nobody cared enough to come and watch me. I've been jilted. I've been stood up by the whole city.
Oh, it's all right, dear.
Yeah.
I know you would have done it. I'm proud of you anyway.
Thanks, honey. Hey, what's all that?
Look, here comes a bunch of cars.
Huh?
I wonder if they're coming back from the Old Stone Mill. Look at the sign on the front car.
Oh, what's it say? Oh, Bumstead will do it. Hey, here they come, Blondie. Okay, fellas, I'm ready to... Hey, fellas! Hey, they're going past, Blondie. Hey!
Look, Dagwood, look. There goes Mr. Dithers and Nair Snipe.
Holy smoke. Did you see what I saw sitting between them?
Wrapped up in a blanket? It looked an awful lot like our little son, Alexander. And to think my little boy dived into that ice-cold water. Oh, Alexander. And you feel perfectly all right, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, go ahead with the story, son.
So they just announced in the public address system that you had gone to the State Street Bridge by mistake and I would take your place.
Oh, my goodness. And how did the crowd like that?
Well, they loved it. So I climbed up to the third-story window and dove out as thousands cheered.
How many?
Well, a number of people.
What do you know about that? Ha, you're a true Bumstead.
Thanks, Pop.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have fibbed to your father about the time and the place having been changed, Alexander.
Well, I didn't. All I said was, have you heard about it being changed to 4:30 at the State Street Bridge? Pop said he hadn't heard about it. I hadn't either.
Yeah. That's right. That's just what you said. Well, I must admit it gave me a few bad moments.
That's nothing. It gave me a few gray hairs.
You know, son, another thing your pop used to do when he was a boy? I used to climb right straight up the side of Mount Krovny.
Oh, boy, Pop.
I was...
Dagwood Bumstead, don't you dare give that boy any more ideas.
Don't go away, folks. The Bumsteads will be back in just a moment.
Wonderful. The older Bumstead passing on the torch of tradition to a younger Bumstead.
He's getting more like you every day.
Yeah.
In spite of all I can do to prevent it.
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't latch on to more of your bad habits. Mm. You know, Dagwood, if I ever see him with one of those super Bumstead sandwiches, I'll scream.
Hey, Mom, look at this sandwich. Ah!
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.